And now we go to some old-time music with NPR's Tony Cox.
Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that sorry crown over there.
The Carolina Chocolate Drops is a trio of young black musicians keeping alive an old string music style born in the rural Piedmont region of the Carolinas. They play fiddles, guitars, and the banjo, an instrument that has roots in Africa and has had a major impact on Southern music since the 1800s.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill Paul Laurie Foster, and now he's bound to die.
There aren't many black groups left like the Carolina Chocolate Drops, so we are especially happy to have on our show two of the bandmates, Rhiannon Giddens and Justin Robinson. Nice to have both of you on.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about this first, because I want to know more about this style of music that you play called Piedmont, especially since today the popular face of a banjo and fiddle player, well, quite honestly, that's just not black. So tell me about what Piedmont is and how black folks figure into this kind of music.
Well, the Piedmont is the region right before you get to the mountains. It literally means the foot of the mountain. So it's the hilly part of North Carolina, where a lot of black people settled. So this music was indigenous to that area.
Yeah, it seems that two things get left out of the history books. One, that there was string band music in the Piedmont period. And then also, because usually it's restricted to being in the Appalachians, and to that, you know, black folk were such a huge part of string tradition, you know, in general.
Well, you know, let me ask you this, Rhiannon, because I imagine this is a kind of question that you would encounter a lot, because you are were trained at the very respected Oberlin Conservatory of Music. You play banjo and fiddle, and you also are a caller, as I understand it, at what's known as contra dancing or line dancing. So here you have this elite background, and now you work in a world that some might consider country, which is a good thing, I suppose. So do you ever feel pressure to make sense of these two unusual worlds?
Well, it does often seem to be a fact of interest to people, and I guess it is, you know, it's kind of a rare thing, but since I didn't grow up in the classical world, I grew up in the folk world and listening to country music, and, you know, my grandma watched Hee Haw, and we all had to watch it, and, you know, so it's more like me coming back to my roots rather than coming from a classical upbringing and then, you know, jumping ship.
How did you get to it, Justin?
I came to it from the opposite end that Rhiannon did. I actually started off as a classical musician. My mom sang opera for many years with the local opera company and also played the cello, and my sister was a classical piano player, and I played classical violin as a kid. And I got interested in it again when I got into college, into not the classical part of it, but the folk part of it, when I heard an NPR broadcast about Joe Thompson, who was our mentor.
Your group makes a point of the fact that you are black. It's implied in the band's name, of course, and the group has another incarnation called Sankofa Strings. So when you go out to play, who's showing up at your shows? And when black folks do come to see you, do they say anything to you about what it means for them to see an all-black group on stage playing this kind of music?
Well, it's an excellent, really excellent question. It's one of our main points of discussion as a group, is that, you know, the majority of the audiences that we have are white, but we always have a handful of black folk who come out who are curious or hear about us, and they come out and they always come up after us and they say either, you know, I remember this from when I was little, or I've, you know, they kind of like, you know, look around and go, you know, I've always liked country music, you know, and it's like,
but don't tell anybody, right?
Exactly. You know, and they wouldn't have told anybody else, but they can tell us because we're up there doing it, you know, and we sort of balance that out with, we're trying to increase our visibility in the black community. We do black schools. We go and do programs at black schools, because it's just jumping that gap of letting the black community know that it's part of their history. Mm-hmm. Once they know about it, they're into it. But it's like, before then, they just think, oh, it's white stuff, and I'm not going to that.
You know, I know exactly what you are describing, because when I first put this, first of all, I got the CD. I looked at your picture, so I knew you were black. I knew from the name, and I knew that it was going to be something different. But when I popped it in the CD player, I was like, whoa, this is not quite what I thought I was going to be hearing. And it took me back to the days of, and I'm sure you probably hear this on occasion, the Beverly Hillbillies and Andy Griffith Show and all of that. But in listening to some of the songs, I was intrigued by them. I mean, you have one called Old Corn Liquor.
I got drunk, fell off the wagon, old corn liquor, don't take no drink. out the wagon. Oh, no liquor, don't take no drag.
Tell me a little bit about the genesis of that song.
Well, that song is one of the tunes that is specific to the black community of the Piedmont. And the lyrics of the song, I Got Drunk and Fell Off the Wagon, it's just kind of a dance song, really.
16 times, 16 times, and 16 times, 16 times, and promenade your partner when you get home.
We're not here as a black band playing white string band music. You know, we play stuff from the Appalachians, we play stuff from the white community, but we really highlight the black community's music.
Well, you know, that's along the lines of what I was about to ask you, as a matter of fact, Rhiannon, and that has to do with the song Little Margaret that you sing. And I listened to the lyrics, and I was trying to figure out how that song fit into what I perceived as an outsider to be a black group playing this kind of music. Can you help set me straight on that?
Well, that's the other part of what we do, because the Piedmont is a mixture of black and white.
Little Margaret sitting in her high hall chair, combing back her long yellow hair, saw Sweet William and his new maid bride riding up the road so near.
And this music back in the day, it was much more of a mixture, and people were swapping tunes and teaching each other tunes, and there's a lot of white musicians who were learning stuff from black musicians and vice versa. And so Little Margaret's just a song that I learned from Sheila Kay Adams from the Appalachian Mountains.
Saying, how do you like your snow white pillow? How do you like your sheet? Saying, how do you like that pretty fair maid who lays in your arms asleep?
What do you see as your future with this kind of music? I know that you're serious about it, but do you see it as a commercial venture, a musical venture, a combination of the two? Or where do you see yourselves going with this?
Our goal really, as we've been developing as a group, is really to get out there for the black and the white communities and really be one of those advocates for homemade music that you make yourself, that you don't have a turntable and a producer and 15 other people involved and making it slick and packaged and, you know, selling it over the airwaves, that this is just stuff that people used to get together and make. It's community music. It's music for everybody.
Rhiannon Giddens, Justin Robinson, Dom Flemons, they are the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Rhiannon, Justin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Short
line of trouble. Donna Got a Ramblin' Mind is the latest album by the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who spoke earlier with NPR's Tony Cox. That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.